This is a program we now call the Hang Zone, Donovan. And today it features the great Donovan filling in for Jake, who is off trying to make another baby. Probably. I mean, that's what I'd be doing, bro.
Me too.
Because of the implication.
So yesterday, over the weekend, the new the sequel to Coming to America came down. And this is a different category sequel, I think. And you have to grade it as such. In the 20, 30 years later movie.
Right.
You know, if you get The Godfather and The Godfather 2 2 years later, or one of the Star Wars, or one of the Barbershop, let's say, or just whatever movie you like, those are judged differently, I think. But if you get a 20 years later, Trainspotting comes to mind of something I've seen recently. I don't have anything else right off the top of my head. I don't know if you do, but... Oh, the Dumb and Dumber one. Those are tough. You know, you wonder if you could even see those just by themselves, or do you need to see the one before it? Because you're certainly sucking in a lot of eyeballs just for the feel-good. And, boy, this is probably not the first one, but just for Netflix, this is on, not Netflix.
Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm. We know Amazon has more money than anything, but I'd like to see the numbers on what this cost, because it looked like visually as a production, it looked kind of glorious. And
they filmed
it in Eddie Murphy to reboot this for under $10 million, I would suppose.
They filmed it in Atlanta at the Tyler Perry Studios, but the house that they used was Rick Ross's house.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Like, that
Rick
is...
Rick Ross owns that.
That is an incredible estate that he has.
Frank and Glenn!
It's, yeah, he's doing great.
And I know you
he's
love...
He's doing really well.
I know you love the first one. Because I've heard you talk about Jake, because you had it as a movie of the month.
I originally really loved the first one. On the rewatch, it doesn't hold up quite the same, and I could understand why Jake, through his eyes, was, oh, this is that great? I mean, Eddie, when it came out, Eddie Murphy was the hottest of the hot, and it has a bunch of great moments that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
But just as far as a one big package put together, it's not. I don't think it would be a blockbuster hit if it was just released into the wild today.
That's interesting. I kind of think the opposite of that. I think it still holds up. I think there are some parts, and again, I may be looking at it with the eyes of I totally loved the first one when I saw it, but just some of the most iconic
I've seen
lines,
so
right, yeah. And everything else that I just will still chuckle at myself or under my breath, even if it's not rip roaring funny, I still find it entertaining. So yeah. I watched it Friday night, and I went into it with an open mind, not thinking that it had to top the first one. I just don't understand a lot of people why they think a sequel has to top the first one, when probably 7 times or 8 times out of 10, it never equals the first one. But as long as you are entertained while watching that movie, then I feel that it's a success. And again, other reviews are, you know, it was just a reunion show. Like, what's the point? That was probably the highlight for me, was all the callbacks and the itty bitty things that maybe if you have to go back and watch it a second time, you go, oh, OK, I see that now. I get it. That was my favorite part. Just all the callbacks.
So you want to go first then?
Sure.
What did Saroy say? 80, or his was like 91.
91.
On a 100-point scale?
Mm-hmm.
100-point scale we're going to go off today.
Okay.
In honor of the dearly departed Saroy.
I will give you mine. I will rank it probably 1 point ahead of Saroy. Give me 92. I loved it. I thought it was as entertaining from what I expected, that you can make a movie 32 years later, that it was visually stunning, like the music, Wesley Snipes was a great addition to the second one. I thought he was really good in it. I am not a huge Leslie Jones fan, but I thought her role, and she was perfect for the role that she played. I liked it from beginning to end. Totally entertained.
Okay, so I've thought about this for 24 hours now. About this time yesterday, or yesterday morning, I watched it. And I've been sitting around for a day. It's been marinating in my mind. And my rating has actually gone up from where it was yesterday.
Okay.
So if this is a 100-point scale, so I have to kind of adjust things in my head. Today, so this has gone up from yesterday. Today, as we sit right now, to the new Coming to America, on a 100-point scale, I will give it a 12.
12? And that's gone up?
It started as a 7.
What are you doing?
But as I thought about it, I thought, okay, it was fun to see Peaches and her twin sister today.
That was great.
And the old barbershop guy and Lisa McDowell and Babar. Was it Babar, the elephant? I can't remember. But, all right, first off, it operates throughout with an illogical premise based on the fact that the whole first movie was about the fact that royalty can change their traditions. Eddie Murphy was a prince. He implored his dad to change the tradition that you have to have an arranged marriage. He found true love, and then they did change the tradition at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Then this one operates throughout with Eddie Murphy saying, well, I have to go find my illegitimate son because only a man can inherit the crown. You knew the whole way it's going to go to the older sister. That was telegraphed from about minute one. You knew she's going to end up running the kingdom no matter what happens. The guy that they got to play Lavelle, his son,
mm-hmm.
is like Kevin Hart without being kind of funny at all. He doesn't have any gravitas behind him. I don't know who he is. All of a sudden, he's got the most screen time. I'm here to see Eddie Murphy, and this guy is taking over the movie. Now we add Leslie Jones to make things worse. Leslie Jones is not tolerable in a 3-minute SNL skit, let alone giving her the full reign of this movie. She's basically the co-star.
Oh, that's so exaggerated. She's not
horrible.
The co-star.
She was a beating. Just the right amount of Tracy Morgan, which was not much at all, still felt too much. Still felt too much. The best part of this movie were the clips from the old movie. And I could have done that in a 10-minute YouTube compilation and not spend an hour and 50 minutes.
Again, I don't know what you expected going in, and maybe that's where you probably went wrong in the first place, but it was totally followed a formula, and I could tell you exactly what was going to happen 15 minutes after the movie started.
Right.
And you know what?
And that's like...
I'm fine with that.
That's like the long... Okay, Star Wars is a weird one because it had sequels right after, or prequels. But then it was 20 years till the next one, or 30. From the... well, and it was 20 years in the future. And so was this one. And what they did, J.J. Abrams one. This has been made fun of quite a bit. For the fact that it was pretty much this exact same story. Why did I tune into this? To see you do the exact same story that I felt good about in 1970-something. I thought it was too much reliance on recreating bits from the first movie. The big dance intro for Lavelle's new wife. We get it. The same guy was singing. We get it. Eddie Murphy looks to the camera breaking the third wall when Lisa says, do you see me barking like a dog and hopping on one leg? And he looks over to the camera. Just like the first movie,
and
when it was
same,
a cool thing.
The same one that was left at the altar was still barking like a dog. Come on, man!
Cleo McDowell doing the McFlurry bit. We get it. It's just like the sesame seed bun bit. Singing to be loved, serenading Lisa again. Same exact line by Lavelle's wife at the very end, who's like, do you want to give this up? Nah. That was the exact same thing Lisa said at the end of the first one. Those fell flat to me because all you did is just try to recreate it. Not a good movie. Why did it go up in my mind? Because then I got to thinking,
from
I really
seven
did
to
like
12.
Seeing Randy Watson. From a 7 to a 12, I like seeing Randy Watson a lot.
I want y'all to put your hands together for Randy Watson and his band, Sexual Chocolate.
Here, let's fast forward a little bit and not have to play the whole song. See, same exact line.
And did you not laugh?
Seeing them. I did like seeing the barbershop guys, but you knew going in that they're going to hire his wife, new wife, for a barbershop job. I like this.
My name is Peaches, and I'm the best. All the DJs want to feel my breast. Still got the look, still got the sass. Been 30 years, and I still got ass.
Come on, man.
Again,
totally.
Upon thinking about it for a day, I'm like, okay, yeah, that was fun. And this was the funniest part where they poked fun at themselves a little bit. This was the only bit of slightly good writing in the whole movie.
American cinema is the best.
The best? That is like the most blasphemous thing I've ever heard. What do we have besides superhero shit? Remakes and sequels to old movies nobody asks for.
This is true about sequels. If something is good, why ruin it? Mm. Although there are exceptions.
The exception is if Amazon says, look, here's a blank check. Do whatever you want. It's fun. It was fun to see all the old faces, and I'm glad that they're getting a little Eddie Murphy money. You know, but
man, I can't believe you weren't entertained by that whole thing. Yes, I was
pausing it time and time again to see how long do I have left. That's the mark of a bad movie.
And,
to
and
me.
You know what? I'm
if
with
you're
you.
Just worried about when it's going to be over.
I do the same thing, and I did not do that once.
And then I was like, I have to finish it for the good of radio.
I had a smile on my face the entire time. Loved the visuals. Loved all the callbacks, even if it was some of the same lines. The barbershop dudes are still top tier as far as their comebacks and them talking with each other. And those guys, you know, thinking about them being in the makeup chairs and doing all that and playing all those different characters.
That's probably the best part of the movie, the barbershop.
Give me, you know what? I'm going to steal one of your thumbs so I can give it 3 thumbs up. Coming okay. to America.
So Donovan, 91. My more accurate reading of 12.
That's so disappointing.
You go ahead and watch it and see where you land. And then answer our poll question today on thehangzone.com. Did you like it? That's our poll question. All right, let's do some 130 news, great Donovan.
All right. Thanks.